She would have been 17. Perry, sleepless in the dawn hours, wondered, he later recalled, if it was true that today was the girl's birthday, and decided no, that it was just another way of getting under his skin, like that phony business about a witness, a living witness. There couldn't be. Or did they mean... If only he could talk to Dick. But he and Dick were being kept apart. Dick was locked in a cell on another floor. Listen good, Perry. Because Mr. Dunce is going to tell you where you really were. Midway in the questioning, after he'd begun to notice the number of allusions to a particular November weekend, he'd nerved himself for what he knew was coming. Yet when it did, when the big cowboy with the sleepy voice said, "You were killing the Clutter family," well, he'd damn near died, that's all. He must have lost 10 pounds in 2 seconds. Thank God he hadn't let them see it. Or hoped he hadn't. And Dick? Presumably they'd pulled the same stunt on him. Dick was smart, a convincing performer, but his guts were unreliable. He panicked too easily. Even so, and however much they pressured him, Perry was sure Dick would hold out. Unless he wanted to hang. And before you left that house, you killed all the people in it. It wouldn't amaze him if every old grad in Kansas had heard that line. They must have questioned hundreds of men, and no doubt accused dozens. He and Dick were merely two more. On the other hand, well, would Kansas send 4 special agents 1,000 miles to pick up a small-time pair of parole violators? Maybe somehow they had stumbled on something, somebody. A living witness. But that was impossible. Except, he'd give an arm, a leg to talk to Dick for just 5 minutes. And Dick, awake in a cell on the floor below, was, he later recalled, equally eager to converse with Perry, find out what the punk had told them. Christ, you couldn't trust him to remember even the outline of the Funhaven alibi. Though they had discussed it often enough. And when those bastards threatened him with a witness, 10 to 1 the little spook had thought they meant an eyewitness. Whereas he, Dick, had known at once who the so-called witness must be. Floyd Wells, his old friend and former cellmate. While serving the last weeks of his sentence, Dick had plotted to knife Floyd. Stab him through the heart with a handmade shiv, and what a fool he was not to have done it. Except for Perry, Floyd Wells was the one human being who could link the names Hickok and Clutter. Floyd, with his sloping shoulders and inclining chin. Dick had thought he'd be too afraid. The son of a bitch was probably expecting some fancy reward, a parole or money or both. But hell would freeze before he got it. Because a convict's tattle wasn't proof. Proof is footprints, fingerprints, witnesses, a confession. Hell, if all those cowboys had to go on was some story Floyd Wells had told, then there wasn't a lot to worry about. Come right down to it, Floyd wasn't half as dangerous as Perry. Perry. If he lost his nerve and let fly, could put them both in the corner. And suddenly, he saw the truth. It was Perry he ought to have silenced. On a mountain road in Mexico, or while walking across the Mojave. Why had it never occurred to him until now? For now was much too late.